you missed it live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Reflecting on key stories that we've covered for you throughout 2024, but beyond that, also talking about business aspects that do apply to our lives within the month of December. For many of us, December is a time of the year where we tend to travel. Going back home on holiday or perhaps in and around town is actually a big level of activity and traveling that we do locally. And that speaks to making sure that you have adequately covered the risk of being on the road. Together with that, many South Africans tend to want to buy a new set of wheels within the new year, given that you might have received your bonus. And as such, you do want to make sure that you are taking into account all the necessary aspects that do apply to getting insurance for your vehicle. But I'm joined in studio to help us unpack this and so much more. I say that deliberately because I'm really excited for this conversation. The co-founder of Naked Insurance, Ernest North, joins us now for more. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Ernest.
It's good to be back in the Kaya studio. Thanks for having me, Gugu.
For context, for those of you who don't know, when I just started here at Kaya, 2017, that's when, Naked Insurance was actually launched 2016, and then we spoke to you 2017, right?
Exactly.
You just raised some funding, just launched into the market. Everyone was like, what is this? I can change the dates, the times of my insurance, and I don't need to speak to a call center, and now it's our normal.
Yeah.
Crazy,
it's,
right?
It's been an exciting journey, and we're grateful that South Africans have given us the chance to make some fun and make some funny jokes on billboards. But more importantly, yes, South Africans have enjoyed this journey of doing digital insurance and having the convenience and the savings of doing everything without a call center.
Yeah.
It's certainly been a lot of fun.
Definitely. For anyone who might be driving right now and you happen to see that billboard that Gugu got naked at the gym, Gugu got naked on the bike, that is literally such a clever concept, by the way, I must say, because it actually makes you think, what? Got naked? But it all speaks to insurance. And maybe let's just start there, the uptake and, you know, how we as consumers have been finding, you know, interacting with insurtechs like yourselves and making it easy in terms of getting value.
I think it's always been one of the interesting assumptions that we made was that we recognize that South Africans really value their cars. And the reality is that South Africans are buying and selling cars a lot. Mm. And that process of buying a car and researching where you're going to get the best deal and how you're going to do the paperwork and stuff like that, it is already a little bit frustrating. And we always said that what we wanted to do was have insurance, something that is easy and not adding to that stress and that hassle. And so we wanted to make it quick and pain-free, and but also it's an important financial decision. So we wanted to cut out the unnecessary costs, and we wanted to make people clearly understand how the insurance works and make them feel empowered by the insurance.
Mm.
And so we're grateful that Naked has gotten to a point where I would probably say 20 years ago, the big shift happened towards moving away from brokers to call centers.
Yes.
We're grateful that I think I can now officially say that the big shift away from the call center to the digital self-service era, I think the numbers are strong enough that I can probably start saying that we've managed to crack that. So I'm really grateful that South Africans are enjoying it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, we as South Africans are certainly loving it. We see the value, we appreciate the innovation, and we're certainly on board. And I think there's some significant lessons that we also do see post-COVID. I recall another conversation we had was early January 2020, and then boom, the next 18 months of our lives were very different, and people's cars were parked at home. Some struggled financially, but Naked had already started to implement the flexibility that consumers needed. I guess, is there a legacy that has been positive to your business that COVID left?
I think the general adoption of people doing things online and recognizing that, yes, you can save a lot of time, and often because things are done quicker and more efficiently, it also saves costs. But really the big thing, the big hurdle that we had to overcome was transparency and getting people comfortable doing things online and without speaking to a human. And I think the real key there for us was recognizing that insurance is not something that is that easily understood. And let's be honest, it's not something that we think about that much. So for us to make insurance something that is easy to understand and just delivers time and again, so that the word of mouth gets out there and people start telling their friends, but actually this thing is surprisingly reliable.
Yes.
And all that stuff that we used to think about insurance, we don't have to think that anymore. There's a new generation of sort of easy to understand, clearly communicated, what you see is what you get. And I guess that's where the name Naked sort of We thought initially that it was going to mean one thing. It ended up being so powerful, not just for marketing, but really from a meaning perspective in terms of telling people that what you see is what you get.
Exactly.
And I think establishing that new generation of transparency so that people are trustworthy of doing something online, I think the era of people getting over COVID or going through COVID and then learning to do things online themselves more, I think it was nice to see that Naked was a business that sort of helped significantly in getting people more comfortable doing things online.
That's true.
Because that's how we run every aspect of our lives these days.
100%.
Is we want to be in control and we want it to be really quick.
Exactly.
And so I think leading into that and just sort of recognizing that people value that has been core to this business.
Definitely. I'll talk buying new cars in just a moment and what that means from an insurance point of view, but I'm so intrigued. We're so used to doing everything on our phones. I guess when you leave the house, your phone is probably the first thing you remember before your keys sometimes. And I'm keen to understand, as you mentioned, there's a generational shift in terms of transparency from insurance companies like Naked with their consumers. But are we as consumers also more transparent with you as insurance providers? Because we know, and we've seen this sometimes. I say my car is parked in a garage, but it's actually under a carport. Then there's a hailstorm. Then we've got a problem when the claims process comes. And we've also had to actively take responsibility to say, oopsie, I didn't update my address. I didn't change this and the other. How are you seeing that evolve or shift now that more consumers interact with that?
That's a fascinating question. And I can say that it is very sort of positive every now and then that you see people interacting with the technology in a way that they wouldn't have had been doing in a way when it was a traditional interaction, where they wouldn't have picked up the phone to speak to their broker if something like a change in their lifestyle happened. But now, because it's so easy to just change your address or to say that now no longer I'm driving the car, this teenage son of mine is sort of driving the car, it is easier to do now. And so from that perspective, it is positive to see sort of a slight improvement in people's behavior relative to what we were used to in the old version of insurance. I will admit, though, times are tough out there. And there are always going to be the 1% of people that are going to try and do bad things to take advantage. And so what is also positive is the fact that technology, and especially the use of artificial intelligence in how we track how people use our app, makes it easier to pick up that 1% of people that are trying to do bad things. So if you're unpausing your cover at 11 o'clock at night because you're saying, I'm going to be start driving now, but then all of a sudden we see the app had actually started moving, or the car had started moving 2 hours before, and now you're unpausing your cover because it turns out that you just had an accident and now you... So it's easier for us to pick up dodgy behavior like that than it was in the past. And I think the real exciting thing about it is we predominantly use technology to pick up that sort of information. So what that means is we have fewer unpleasant conversations from human to human. In the traditional version of insurance, like anybody that claimed was a suspect. Mm-hmm. Like that's how insurance used to work. And now what we're saying is we're assuming the default guy is a good guy.
Yeah.
The technology is telling us when someone has done something dodgy, like had an accident at 11 at night, but then they pause their cover and then they change the driver, because the technology is analyzing what's going on.
I see.
And so what's benefiting is fewer people are having unpleasant conversations, but we're also wasting less money on paying claims to people in dodgy circumstances. And ultimately, that's our goal, is to get the cost of insurance down by paying fewer dodgy claims. So I think it is really an exciting chapter for technology improving how the system works as a whole.
Got you. And the truth is, the more transparent both parties are, the easier it is actually. There's a sustainability in terms of the cover, even from a costing point of view, and more so, just peace of mind.
Exactly.
Instead of having to pause and unpause.
I think one of the nice things that technology also does is we found that we sort of give technology the ability to tell us which factors seem important. Now, we found that the time that you've been with us and you didn't claim is a extremely positive green flag for this person not being dodgy. So if you've been around for a year or two or three and you didn't claim, and then all of a sudden you submit a claim, that claim gets approved at lightning speed because the technology just tells us it's not even worth investigating this person. They are probably not dodgy. Don't waste their time. Don't waste our own time. Just pay it.
I find it so fascinating how AI, which we all thought was this monster coming to steal our jobs, is actually helping us work more efficiently. And even from a trust point of view, especially in the financial services or insurance space. If you've just joined us, it's 7 minutes before 7 o'clock. I am in conversation with Ernest North, co-founder of Naked Insurance. He's joining us in studio. And as you can hear, updating us on the business, how technology is changing our lives. And given that the numbers and the stats in South Africa are very low, if I'm not mistaken, 1 in 4 drivers actually has insurance?
1 in 3 at the moment.
1 in 3. Mm. Oh, so next time you drive past that billboard that says Jabu got naked at the gym, and Jabulo got naked at soccer, on the bike, it has meaning to it. You can get naked insurance cover literally anywhere you go at the touch of using the app. And maybe let's start there, right? Not only are your billboards super quirky and cheeky, but more so, you've made it very easy for people to understand the risks of not having insurance cover on vehicles that they purchase. It's the festive season. Some people have received 13th checks and bonuses, and others just might feel, you know what, I've been driving my car for quite some time. I'm keen to get into the market and purchase a new vehicle. And we tend to get ahead of ourselves in terms of struggling with adequate research. Are you able to give us just a few refreshers here that we need to be mindful of?
I think this is a really good time of the year to consider buying a car, but there are also good reasons for some people why now is not the right time. So I think you need to discern whether you fall in which one of those two categories. Buying a car now could be a good idea if you understand that the model you're looking at may have its price sort of go up in the new year.
Yeah.
If there's a newer model that's going to be launched, it is now could be a good time to buy the older model. It could also be a good time if you recognize that particular seller, in most cases a dealer, or it could be a private seller, has a target number of sales that they have to make before Christmas or New Year. And now is a time to negotiate a little bit stronger. A car's sale price is always up for negotiation.
And, please say that again, especially for the female drivers out there.
I have
a few friends
negotiate.
Who get caught out, yes.
And it's especially true when you're buying a secondhand car, but even when you're buying a new car, the salesman always has some leeway in terms of throwing in a little bit extra, an extension on the warranty or a reduction on the price of the tinted windows or the extra lights. There's always room for negotiation. I think now is probably the best time of the year to negotiate. If you say, listen, I have the cash or I have the pre-approved finance, I'm a good buyer, you can hit your numbers in terms of number of cars you want to sell if you work with me, but let's meet each other halfway. So now is a good time if you do that. The last reason why it's a good time now is very often if you want to drive a 2025 model, you can actually buy that car now and drive with it for the next 2 or 3 weeks. You have 3 weeks to register it. So you can register it as a 2025 model.
Got you.
And then your future sale price or resale price is actually higher if you've got a higher model, but you can start driving the car now. So that's a good reason to consider it. The most important reason I always tell people not to buy a car this time of the year, if this applies to you, is the new year may bring change. The new year may see school fees higher than you had anticipated, or changes in your job, or an unexpected sort of change in your financial position, or a big sort of moving of house. And if you don't understand, if you don't know for certain what's going to happen in the new year, don't commit to a 5-year finance deal now in December. Rather, just wait until the new year. You can do your research now. You can research what the best price is you should be paying, but then pull the trigger early in the new year when you've got a little bit more certainty in terms of your financial commitments.
Got you. Research, research, research. And maybe for the few people who might not be in the market to buy a new car, but it is that time of the year where we're busier, as you say. We travel locally, we travel back home on holiday and all these various destinations. And for some people, they tend to think, not me, it won't happen. And then next thing, you hit by spikes on the road. How do we typically model our December insurance behavior when it comes to our vehicles?
The interesting thing is we used to see people not buy a lot of insurance in at the end of December. You used to see in the old days sort of people buying cover at the start of December because they were planning on going on holiday and then cancelling that cover early in January. Now, that's not a healthy thing to do because it breaks your sort of record of cover, which in the long term affects your score, which affects your premium. I think the really exciting thing that we monitor is the number of people that pause their cover when they're not driving in December. And so when you're going on holiday, either by flying or you've got two cars in the home and the one car stays at home and you're driving with the other car, pausing your cover while you're away means saving 50% of your premium. So that's a really nice thing to monitor for us, is the number of people that save over December when they're pausing their cover on their one car that stays at home. But I think the main thing for people to consider is the time of the year is a little bit more risky. And so if you're driving longer distances, it is worth thinking about not switching on your cover or buying cover, but probably more relevantly, what excess is right for you. So very often I see people that understand what their cash flow position is at different times of the year. If you can afford a 10,000 rand excess, then your premium is lower. Mm-hmm. But maybe in a certain time of the year, if you think you're a little bit more cash strapped, you've spent a bit much on Christmas gifts or whatever you should not have spent too much on, maybe now is a better time to reduce your excess, make it a little bit lower. You do it with one click on the app. Your premium goes up a little bit, but at least if you are in an accident, your excess for getting the car back on the road is a little bit lower. So I think my strong encouragement to people is not to switch in and out of cover, but rather to manage their cover on the app. Pause it when you're not driving, reduce the excess when you're a bit cash strapped, et cetera, rather than taking the risk of driving without cover in entirety. Because the thing that scares me the most is the liability element.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have insurance and you drive into a 3 million rand Range Rover, that person's insurance company is going to come after you and they're going to be taking money from you for many decades to come.
Exactly.
Don't take that risk. At least have liability cover if you're going to be driving on the road at all.
Exactly. Understanding the difference between all of those and how relevant they are to your life is also so critical and important. I must tell you what, Ernst, we've got our listeners who've sent through a few WhatsApps and questions here for us too. Mpolanga has a question. They ask, "Hi Kuku, can you please ask your guest if Naked takes up e-hailing insurance?"
No. So those, you need a business insurance policy for that. And typically that underwriting is a little bit more complex because you need to ask more questions. And so we decided to focus on insuring everyday people for their personal cars because we can do that really quickly and efficiently. It is typically better to speak to one of the specialist brokers or one of the call center businesses.
Gotcha.
If you want to insure an e-hailing car.
Ever an area that you might venture into?
Who knows what the future holds?
You sound like you're coming back to break news next year.
We can. you and I will have all sorts of interesting business stories in the new year.
Definitely. There's another question we have from Knowles who says, "Does Naked cover cars registered outside of South Africa? For example, Lesotho and Botswana."
Absolutely. So there's regulations in terms of when you do bring a car in and that car is going to be in South Africa for an extended period of time, then it does have to be registered locally as well. So, but as long as your car is complying with those requirements, you can insure it. And so in that first month or 3 months that you are in the country and it hasn't been registered locally, you can still insure it with Naked.
Got you. Something else that has seen a lot of growth on your platform, though, is not just vehicle insurance, because you also cover valuable items. And for ladies like myself, it's probably the laptop and other goods, just our handbags. I always tell people I carry my whole life in there. What's that growth been like on your platform?
I must say, cell phone insurance is one that surprised me by how popular it is.
Really?
It's just, as South Africans, it's so cool to not just how we entertain ourselves, but how we run our lives. Like, we literally do business on WhatsApp these days. That's how people make a living. And so I found it very interesting to see how often people that have not got a lot of assets, they maybe don't even have a car registered in their name, but they do insure their phones. And that's a good thing, because especially if you can help people get on their feet quickly after an incident like that, I really appreciate that. What I would say, though, is not enough people are taking advantage of the fact that you can get that cell phone insurance significantly cheaper if it's part of your home contents insurance policy.
Yes.
Your home contents insurance policy to insure your 300,000 rand worth of, and I mean, that's not a lot, to insure all the clothes and furniture and fridges and things in your home against fire or flooding or theft, that's not an expensive premium. And to have that taken care of, and then to add your cell phone insurance cover to that policy is significantly cheaper than just insuring a cell phone. So one of the things I want to get people to try out more in the new year is to understand how good the value for money is on a home contents policy, especially if you want to add your cell phone cover.
Definitely. There. And so important that you're educating us on that point. A lot of people tend to get their insurance products in isolation, and they forget that not only when you group it together, there's also greater negotiation power or even just, you know, value in terms of the cost implications that you might incur too. Got you. Ernest, I'm so excited. You've grown from strength to strength. 2017, I think you raised 20 million rand. 2023, you raised 240 million rand. So clearly you've contributed a lot, not only to the growth of the business, but the growth and contribution to South Africa as well, given the insurance cover. What's next for you in 2025?
I think we're really excited to be building a technology business right here in Johannesburg that is increasingly being seen worldwide as one of the leaders in what we do.
Yes.
And that sort of makes, I'm grateful for the fact that consumers trust us, but I'm extremely grateful that we get to go on a journey of building a team of South African developers and data scientists and operational people, and building that team right here in South Africa that is competing with some of the best in the world and becoming famous for building something right here in South Africa. And so we've got some big plans in the new year to do just a lot more of what we do at the moment, but to just keep growing that team and to push the frontier more in terms of what our technology is able to do.
Got you.
And to make South Africa famous that way. I'm really proud of that.
Definitely. We're excited. So we're holding you to it. You're going to come back and break the news here with us. We're looking forward to it because we have been tracking your journey, and it's been absolutely phenomenal, as you say, to actually see that innovation evolve and become globally competitive. I do want to wrap up on a very interesting point that you brought forward, which is the team. And you mentioned all these digital skills. And for a lot of our members in our audience, we often talk about AI, digital skills, and sometimes we tend to feel overwhelmed by it, like, whoa, where do I even start? But what kind of skill set are you looking for from South Africans? And we never know who's listening. Someone might be in the market and send you their CV.
Absolutely. Jobs at naked.insure is always open.
Fantastic.
And we're really keen on growing the team. I think one of the most important things for me is that at Naked, we don't get fixated on a job title too much. Mm-hmm. And so there are some people that are specialist actuaries or specialist designers or things like that. Obviously, you need specialists as well. But for the most part, the thing that makes Naked work the best is the fact that everybody is embracing change a lot. And so everybody is trying to really stay on top of how AI and more broadly automation and technology that we're exposed to can make us do our job differently. And so the bulk of what we do is data science. The bulk of what we do is building artificial intelligence and actually coding it in a way that does all the maths in a very smart way in the background, but then also makes the app feel just smooth and slick, and just makes that button beautiful when you press it and it just pops back at you. So we've got people working on both sides of the system, and that's the bulk of what we're doing, is building that artificial intelligence. But I think whether you're going to be applying at Naked or for any business or building your own business, I think embracing the fact that technology is moving really quickly and you need to be a lifelong learner if you're going to be relevant in the economy of the future. And so I think that's the exciting part.
Ernest, it's always exciting speaking to you. Your eyes, like, she light up when you talk about the interface and user experience of the app and so much more. So we really appreciate your time here this evening, guiding us through not only the growth and development of the business, but also a few tips that we as consumers can use when it comes to vehicle purchases, vehicle insurance, but also insuring other valuable items in our homes and personal items. I have a new title for a billboard we can use.
Let's do it.
Google got naked on the radio.
let's put out a challenge there for the Naked marketing team.
Oh, I love it.
Let's see if that one is live in January.
Really?
When we get back from leave. Let's see if I can put it up in January.
I love it. Can't wait. Always a pleasure speaking to you, Ernest. We can have this conversation for hours on end.
Thanks so much, Gugu. It's been very nice to be back in studio. And I hope people drive safe.
Yes.
And have a good time with family.
Definitely. And we wish you the same too. Stay safe and looking forward to the phenomenal contribution you'll continue to make to society for the years ahead.
Thanks so much.
That's Ernest North, who's the co-founder of Naked Insurance, joining us here on the show. And let's see, maybe we'll see that billboard one day. Yeah, we'll have an official opening. Oh, I can see it already. Oh, I'm excited. That was Ernest North joining us from Naked Insurance.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.